someone, you know, these people are really full of love. And they wrote on a blog, and all this was read to me. And I don't remember who read it to me. You know why I can't read them? Because I can't see them. You want to know why I can't see them? Because of the attack and the sin and the witchcraft, and your tongues set on fire from hell that overpowered my soul to the point that my eyes cannot read anything. Right. But I have friends that read blogs to me. And would you tell me who they are? No. Could be an angel, do you know that? Well, an angel stood in my house at the foot of my bed. I don't know if I told this recently or not, but he stood there about my size. I did, I said it. Had on a black shirt with beige stripes, circular stripes, black hair with a part in it, just like I parked my hair. Stood there like this looking at me. I said, wonder who this is. I didn't even know he was my angel. Well, but he was my height. You want to know why he's not afraid of you? Because angels fight with the power of God, not their Goliath body size. Amen. What should we do next?
38. I speak that which I have seen with my Father, and you do that which you have seen with your Father. They answered.
Wait a minute. He said, you all have a different father than I do, right?
Correct.
Wonder who their father is. Let's read on.
39. They answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Jesus saith unto them, if you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. But now you seek to kill me, a man that has told you the truth, which I have heard of God, this did not Abraham. You do the deeds of your father. Then said they to him, we be not born of fornication. We have one Father, even God. Jesus said unto them, if God were your Father, you would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my word. You are of your father the devil.
A man of love. Right? A man of love that came to redeem the human race. And he's talking to a group of people that want to kill him. That said their father was Abraham. He said, if your father were Abraham, you'd be doing the works of Abraham. You people that talk about walking in the steps of faithful Abraham and then stand up and say, for 99 cents, you can have this booklet that will teach you about certain things. Or, if you want to pay $30, you can have a bigger booklet about my life. Not mine, theirs. I wouldn't give a dime to read that book. Already know who your father is. You didn't sell me any of them. Amen. Jesus said to those people, your father is the devil. And you bloggers, and you people that write about me and attack me and my ministry and all those with me, you know, your father is the devil. Satan, the old serpent. There was war in heaven, and he was cast out to the earth. Angels his angel's spot. And who was it? Michael's angel's spot. And there was war. And they kicked him out. I thought that was interesting. Amazing what God did. Threw him out. And the world has been deceived by it. The whole world has been deceived by the devil. And he's the accuser of the brethren. He accuses day and night to the Father, the brethren, God's people. Oh, you're not God's people that accuse God's people. Your father's the devil. It's that simple. I didn't say any of this. It's recorded in a Bible. And they said these are the words of Jesus. And you know what? I just decided to believe them. Wasn't easy to make that decision, but I did. Is there anything that I left out there that we should mention?
The rest of 44. You of your father the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning.
Whoa.
And abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it.
Do you hear that? Your father's a devil. He's a liar, the father of it. He's a murderer. That's what happened to Jesus. That's what happened to Terry Meyer. That's what you're trying to do to me. Well, no, we like you. Why, of course you do. I can tell by what people read to me. Does it bother me? Does it bother me? You know what? You've already sealed your fate. You know there was a man named Esau? Sold his birthright for a bowl of meat. Did you know he wanted to do harm to his brother? Can anybody tell me who Esau's brother was? Huh?
Jacob.
Jacob? Right. But Jacob was a supplanter. Right? Why? You preachers that put down Jacob and walked in the same spirit Esau walked in? Remember, Jacob was the father of 12 sons. And there were 12 tribes of Israel named after Jacob's 12 sons. Have you ever read the Bible? God hated Esau, and Jacob he loved. And I never heard this until I got in the charismatic movement, but more than 40 years ago, I started listening to these Esau spirits talking, these witchcraft spirits, talking about what a wicked man Jacob was, probably was. You know what the Bible says? The heart of every man is desperately wicked. That includes yours. Deceitful above all. Look at that. Amen. Thank God. Now, where shall we go but to the Lord?
Verse 45, and because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. Which of you convinces me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do you not believe me? He that is of God heareth God's words. You therefore hear them not, because you are not of God.
Hear that? I got one thing to say to all you people. Which one of you have convinced me of sin? That's what I want to know. Which one of you convinced me of sin? All the sins that you have enumerated that I have committed, which one of you convinced me that they were true? None of them. Let's go.
48. Then answered the Jews and said unto him, Say we not well that thou art a Samaritan and hast a devil? Jesus answered, I have not a devil, but I honor my Father, and you do dishonor me.
Hold it. You know what was written about me? That I had a lying spirit in my mouth, in my heart, and in my mouth. You know what spirit you are? The same one that said this to Jesus. You got a devil. You know, that was an honor. I was blessed that somebody would say, I had a lying spirit in my mouth. Well, I was. They said that to Jesus. Said, you got a devil. Well, why wouldn't I be blessed when Jesus, they said that about Jesus? You know, Jesus said, they'd hate him, they'd hate me, they'd hate you, they'd hate anybody that followed him, followed Jesus. Amen. Let's go on.
50. And I seek not my own glory. There is one that seeketh and judges. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. Then said the Jews unto him, Now we know thou hast a devil. Abraham is dead, and the prophets. And thou sayest, if a man keep my saying, he shall never taste of death. Art thou greater than our father Abraham, which is dead? And the prophets are dead. Who makest thou thyself?
Oh, keep thy sayings. You know, that's the same as keeping the words of Jesus. The words of Jesus. A lot of you have red letter Bibles. Go through it and see how many words in them in the New Testament are red. Those are the words of Jesus. Those are his sayings. Same thing. Oh, folks, great turmoil, tumult is facing you every day, closer and closer to the end of the world. And you can read it in the Bible. 2 Timothy 3, what's going on? Hard times. If I were you, I'd turn to Jesus, I'd turn to the Father, and I'd ask for Jesus to live in my heart, and that I be taught of God. Take the New Testament, the Old, let God lead you, and let him teach you. But whatever he teaches you will be about Jesus Christ and him crucified. Nothing else. He won't be talking much about Moses. He'll be talking about Jesus and him crucified. All shall be taught of God. In these hours we're living, you're going to need him. Wherever you're at, he will teach you. Just get you a Bible. And don't get one of those that have given you a dozen opinions that varies from the truth. Throw your commentaries away. What's next?
54. Jesus answered, If I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father that honoreth me, of whom you say that he is your God. Yet you have not known him, but I know him. And if I should say I know him not, I should be a liar like unto you.
Wait a minute. Jesus talked that way? Yeah, he said, if he'd say that he'd know the Father, he'd be a liar like you. Can you believe Jesus called a bunch of people liars? You see, folks, you don't know Jesus. You don't know the Father. You know lying spirits in the mouths of false prophets. All right.
I should say, I know him not, I shall be a liar like unto you, but I know him and keep his saying. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Then said the Jews unto him, Thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham? Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. Then they took up stones to cast at him.
Oh. Really? Wonder what they picked up the stones for.
But Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by.
You know what he told them? You want to kill me. We don't want to kill you. We don't want to kill you. If you notice, when it came to a place where he said, your father's a devil, then he said, your father's a murderer, then he said, if I would agree with you that I didn't know the Father, I'd be a liar like you. And that, at that point, what he had been telling them, you want to kill me. Well, we don't want to kill you. But when he said that one, they picked up stones. They picked up stones. They wanted to kill Jesus. Those spirits killed my brother, friend, fellow apostle, Terry Mai. They want to kill me, but they can't. No, you can't. Well, I wouldn't boast. Well, I am telling you the facts, the truth. And then what you're doing, bringing damnation upon yourself. So just keep your tongue wagging. It will not bother me whatsoever.